bless you, Lord, people.
Talk Radio.
Putting up the Holy Ghost be on this line as never before. Oh, God. Let miraculous miracles, miraculous, let superabundant miracles happen on this prayer line. Don't let anybody leave the way they come, but revolutionize them, change them in the name of Jesus for the better. We'll give you the praise and honor shall be thine. God answer prayer. Those who are in trouble, be in trouble for sure. Those who are down, pick them up. Those who are out, bring them in. Yeah. We do look to thee, Lord, for every blessing, for every miracle. You are the miracle worker. Thank you for every person on the prayer line this morning and for how we come to give you glory and praise. Thank you for last night on the blog line, how it's estimated that we gave you over 2 billion praises. Thank you. Collectively, all around the world, people came. And I want to thank you for that. Now, we would be remiss if we didn't ask you to forgive us for every sin we've ever committed, every sin of commission, the things we've done, and every sin of omission, the things that we haven't done. But 1 John 1:8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Okay.
1 John 1:9 says, if we confess unto you our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, perhaps you told us some things that we should have done, and we didn't do it. I'm sorry. Please help us. We're trying our best. And God, thank you for the encouragement that you bring.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And Jesus remembers what others forget. We thank you for that. God bless everything we're doing here in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Bless everywhere.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, because, God, I believe you. Even before I get the report,
my God,
I thank
Lord,
you because
you're
a prayer answering God.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We love
thank
you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Give you the glory.
Give you the glory.
And all the honor is thine, Lord. We ask this properly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Yes,
everything we have seen, we're asking it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And for the glory of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And Jesus, may I remind you that you said, if I ask you anything, you will do it that the Father may be glorified.
Your name.
Glorify the Father and the Son, we pray. In Jesus' name. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen and amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. God bless you. Let's all speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Everybody. Everybody.
Yes.
Don't let the Lord be in the room and you so. Don't be like that when you won't speak to him. Good morning, Lord. Let's try it again. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless all of you.
Thank you.
And good morning to you, everybody. God bless you. Let's commence this line with praise. We have what we call a praise check. And we check the level of your praise. Amen. My level is still high. Amen. We gave him and let people all over the world last night. Many of you witnessed it as we gave God over 2 billion praises. And my level is still high. Where's your level? Down in the ditch or is it on the mountaintop? Let's check it. When I say praise check, come on and give God some praise. Everybody from every area code. That's for you. Amen. Let the people praise it. Let's have a praise check. Praise check. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise your holy name. Give you glory. Praise. Oh, praise him, saint. In adoration. We love you. We appreciate you. Don't stop the prayer. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't stop the praise. Come on,
thank you. Hallelujah.
Brother Lawson, get ready. want to hear your praise report. Go ahead, Mother Johnson.
God bless each of you, and I want to give honor to God this morning and to our leader, Dr. Johnson, and to all the people on the line. I am so glad and indeed glad to be a part of this line because the Lord is in the blessing business, and he is blessing Mother Johnson. I say thank God for a wonderful night of rest. Wasn't awakened all through the night, and oh, Satan didn't have no field day in my sleep, and I just thank God. I praise him, and I magnify his name. I thank God for the love that I have for everyone, and I'm telling you, God is a good God and taking good care of me, and I praise him and thank God for all of my children and for all of you, each of you that's praying for Mother Johnson. I thank God because today is another day that I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. I have a mind to press my claim in righteousness. Oh, as never before. As never before. Oh, God, as never before. Because we feel like the Lord is soon to come. And it's up to us to be ready when he comes. And I'm pressing my claim. God bless you, and I love every one of you. And I'm saying continue. Keep praying for Brother Johnson, and God get the glory out of my life. And I'm praying for each of you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, Mom. God bless you. You sound mighty good there. Sound strong.
Thank you,
I'm
Jesus.
Praying that
you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praying that God gives you more strength in your body.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
The same God who touched your feet. Amen.
Hey, Lord, Lord, Lord. Hey,
pray for
you
to have strength.
Amen.
You're doing that, too.
Thank you.
All right, Brother Lawson, come on. Give us your prayer.
Good morning.
And I want
Dr. Johnson, give an honor to God.
Tell me, Rush, get ready. Amen. Go ahead.
Give an honor to God. Mother Johnson, Lady Betty, I thank God for waking me up this morning. Thank God for just showing me my way this morning. I've just been a little tired and a little sore in my back, but I just thank God for the activities of my limb. Thank you for keeping me in my right mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
It was snowing pretty hard yesterday, and we didn't get to get out to church, but we had church here at home. God was here in the mix, and we just enjoyed him and just had a good time in the Lord.
Thank you.
And I'm asking all to pray for me that I get strong in the Lord. Thank you this morning.
God bless you. All right, we'll put you on our prayer list, Brother Lawson. Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Rush, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you for your praying support. I'm going to go to Ambassador Pfeiffer. Give us your praise report. Ambassador Pfeiffer, if you're there this morning.
God bless you. Good morning, Ambassador Johnson. Yes, I
God bless you. Go ahead.
Praising God for another day. Praise God for waking me up this morning. Just so I could say thank you. And I'm thanking God because when I got in the service on yesterday, the people were saying, Thank you. And I praise God for that. Thank you. And I let him know some of the things that we are thanking God for here in the city of Louisville, Kentucky. And I'm praising God for another day, a blessed day, and all the miracles he has worked in our lives and for what all he has done. Had a lady come up and say, you know, for me, and she said, I got so much better. She said, everything worked out just fine. Prayer works. So we want to keep praying and keep praising God for all that he's doing. God bless every one of you, and so glad to hear Mother Johnson's report this morning. God bless you, Brother Lawson. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful time in the Lord.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. And I wonder if Ambassador Stern will get ready. Sister Thelma Rush, I mean, she did a wonderful job on the blog line the other night.
Yeah.
And she led praise all over the world. And Ambassador Hagen, if you would get ready, we want to get a station identification. But give us your praise report, Sister Thelma Rush.
Can you hear me?
We do. Go ahead.
I thank God this morning. I thank God one more time to wake me up this morning with my mind on him. And I thank God yesterday for Sunday. We went to church for a day back in church after convocation. I thank God for it. And I told my pastor, he said, that you didn't come in. You didn't come to church last week. I said, Ella William, I was still in the convocation. My mind was still on the convocation. I thank God for it. I thank God for all the saints on the line in their respectful place. And I want you all to pray for me, and I pray for you all. Thank you.
Amen. And you mentioned something to me, Sister Zelma Rush, that I think is a good idea. I think, let me pray about it, but I think that I may take that idea from you. That is that we will go around the country and do a billion praise revival across America. Amen. Thinking about that, I want to thank you for that. That's a great idea. Keep me in your prayers as we pray about that.
Amen. Yeah.
God bless you. All right. I don't know if is Ambassador Stern on the line this morning?
I am. I'm on the line. Praise the Lord. I'm counting one of the living this morning. God bless you, my chief ambassador. Amen. All the saints of God this morning, yes, I do have a praise report. Amen. And I praise God this morning for it. I've been on the blog line every night. I won't miss it. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's like clockwork. And I'm just having a good time in the fellowship of the Lord. Amen. I thank God for my 9 o'clock hour, for my 6 o'clock hour, for every hour of the day. I heard that awesome praise report from Mother Johnson last night. Amen. I'm still up early this morning. I've already done my 1,000 and waiting for another hour to do another 1,000. I'm just got crazy in the Lord. I went to church yesterday, and I tell you, we had church all day long. Amen. The Holy Ghost stood up, oh my God, and me on yesterday in the Lord, and I tell you, I just love praising the Lord. It's just become the heartbeat of my day. Oh, my God, from Zion. It's just like I got saved all over again, and I'm enjoying the beauty of holiness, and I praise him this morning. I'm not complaining. I've turned, oh, my God, my complaining into praises. I thank him this morning for what God is doing through me at a time such as this. And I give him honor and I give him the glory, and I'm ready to go again for another 1,000 plus praises. God bless you all this morning is my prayer.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Stern. Amen. That's fun. You know, it's good to just have fun in the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Let me go to our station identification. Amen. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? If so, can you give us station identification?
Praise the Lord. God bless. Good morning. We do honor Chief Ambassador, International Ambassador Johnson, to Ambassador Lady Betty, to our Mother of the Nation, Mother Johnson, to all of the ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, to all the pastors, all of the other providers and our broadcasters, to everyone who's listening from all around the world. Yes, this is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here broadcasting live from the live studio of the Blog Talk Radio, NTA. And we can be reached by calling into the station. That's 347-934-0207. And we're being heard literally all over the world. More than 90 million listeners. Africa, Asia, Russia, Canada, China, France, Italy, Spain, you name it, literally all over the world. And we give God praise for how he's yet expanding us. We want to thank our Chief International Ambassador for the excellent job that he's doing in broadcasting on the Blog Talk, the BBNJN Network, every night, doing an incredible job. And we do thank God for him and all of those who have volunteered to assist. May God forever bless you. Chief, back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. And I want you all, I'm going to give you the number for the blog, too, at night. Amen. I want you all to join us. It's increasing. So, I mean, my, there have been nights I've been trying to get on the blog, and it would say it's full. I couldn't get on. I said, Lord, help me. You want to join us on the blog where we're giving God over 1,000 thank yous individually, and collectively over 2 billion praises are going up to God. If you don't believe it, come on, get on there. Amen. If you don't believe it, get on there and see what happens. Oh, my God. Amen. Just like I tell people, well, I don't tell many people, but when it comes up about my book I wrote, Fasting 1,000 Consecutive Days, and somebody doesn't believe it, God just told me to tell them my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high, so I don't have to worry about it, don't even have to Don't even have to wonder about it. Just tell them where my record is. God bless you. Want to get some more praise reports? If you got a praise report, why don't you come on and give it? I got one myself. Amen. Come on and give your praise report.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson.
Go ahead.
I tell you, we have snow here today. Thank God for the snow. I tell you, yesterday I was so thrilled to hug a 100. She was 101 year old yesterday. And I tell you, she does not take any medication. I tell you, I was so happy. I had never seen a 100-year-old person look and walk as good as this lady walks. And I just thank God for her. She is a sweetie pie.
Oh. God bless your mother. Go ahead.
She is 101 years old. She doesn't take any medication at all. And she is walking without any cane, or she's not limping. And I said, Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for her. And I just had to give her a big hug. That's my praise. Thank God.
Thank God for you,
thank
Mother.
You, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
God
thank
bless you. All right, the line is open to you. Praise report, you got one? Don't hesitate. Come on in.
Good morning, good morning. This is Sister Sheila from 860. I'm truly thanking the Lord this morning for allowing me to see a new day. I thank God for traveling mercy back to Connecticut 3 weeks, but I'm giving God the praises that he did what he said he would do. My mom is at peace now. She's going on home to be with the Lord, and I'm just giving God all the praises. I thank each and every last one of you for your prayers, your concern. I'm just thanking God this morning. God bless you all, and have a blessed day.
And Sister Sheila, will you stay on the line open just for a moment here? You all on the prayer line, you know this is a compassionate prayer line. This young woman lost her mother. Amen. And we're so sorry. And yet we believe that her mother's in the arms of the Lord. I want to please let me allow me to open the prayer line up, that you would take your phone number. I want. Do you know that after a homegoing service is over and everybody's going back home, that's when people need you most. I want her to give her phone number, and I want you all on the prayer line to allow the Lord to use you to minister to this wonderful young woman. Give your number out, Sister Sheila. I want y'all to be calling her today, tomorrow, all week long. And give her comfort as she goes through this storm. It's not over. Just the homegoing is over. But I want you to know, Sister Sheila, Jesus said he would never leave you nor forsake you. And he'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. Would you take time and give your phone number, Sister Sheila?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Yes, my phone number is area code 860-834-2879. Again, 860-834-2879. God bless you all.
Sheila, that's Sister Sheila in Connecticut. Please, y'all, be there. You're part of her family. Part of her family, and please be there for her. God bless all of you again. I'm so happy what God did at Amazing Grace. And we have another Amazing Grace down there in Georgia. They named their grandchild Amazing Grace. Amen. And here in Kansas City, we have Amazing Grace International. And on Sunday, I preached a message. Mother Wood said something, I caught it. And I preached that message. I took the title, and the Lord gave me this message about a blood bath. I believe I'll preach it tomorrow if the Lord says the same. I want y'all to tell people, all you friends, loved ones, people, if you want anybody to be saved or whatever, anybody, you got a daughter or son who needs the Lord, try to get them on the prayer line tomorrow. I want to preach this about a blood bath, a blood bath. Amen. And we preached it on yesterday. I think we had about 13 people at the altar who made decisions, 13 decisions yesterday, and two people who joined the church. Man, I preached that blood bath. People were up there just weeping. Amen. I want you to remember that. Bring somebody on the prayer line tomorrow. I want them to hear this blood bath. It will convict them. Amen. As it convicted me, it convicts me. Amen. A blood bath. All right. Want to get a maybe two or three more praise reports. Amen. Has he been good to you? Tell of his goodness. Come on. The line is open to you. What's holding you back? Amen. The line is open to you, saints of the Most High God. Tell of the goodness of Jesus. Anybody else?
Good morning, 708 Mother Digby. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Giving honor to God and to the whole prayer line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank God for how God has just, the presence of the Lord has just been meeting us in Sunday school. When we start to have our morning prayer for Sunday school, the presence of the Lord just meets us in Sunday school. And we just have a glorious time. And I thank the Lord for my 93-year-old church mother being able to be in service on yesterday. She's had some challenge, some health challenges, but God blessed her, and God has blessed. She was over the Tuesday morning prayer warriors. She's been over it for over 37 years, and God has blessed her to be able to be back in Tuesday morning prayer, and God is just good, and I thank him for all of his goodness. I thank him for this new prayer land. I thank the Lord for all of you. Pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you, Mother Digby. All right. My. You know, I'm just happy myself from yesterday. I preach on Sunday mornings, but my God, I preached myself happy yesterday as I talked about that blood bath. Oh, my God. I felt so energized. God was good. All right. Anybody else have a praise report? The line is open to you.
This is Sister Jerry. I have a praise report. It started out on Saturday with Dr. Chauncey giving a workshop on old hymns. The churches has gotten away from singing hymns. They're in the hype thing nowadays. And he would tell the story why the hymn was written and who it was written by. And he had that workshop. Oh, it was so spiritual. And then they had a concert at night after that. And then yesterday morning we went to church. We got to Sunday school. After Sunday school we got in the church and the praise and worship team started singing